on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
Yes,
if you'd like
it
to join
is.
The conversation and talk to your urban farmer, Greg Peterson, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've been talking through the successful planting. We started with the soil prep. We started with the garden layout. This segment, we're talking about the plant calendar. Doesn't really work to plant tomatoes in the fall unless you're on a west face exposure, right, Greg?
Yeah, there you
just
go.
Just learned that a little bit earlier.
There you go. Wow, you sound like you're having fun out there. Oh, must have lost him.
Yeah, something happened. There's a connection there.
Plantingcalendar.org. You can go there and download your free planting calendar from me. I've been gardening here in the Valley for 42 years.
Wow.
I know I don't look that old.
No, you're doing well.
And thanks. And what I've discovered over the years is I put that into this planting calendar of what to plant when. The cool thing about growing in the desert is we can grow all year round. In fact, the hardest time to grow is July, August, September, because
right.
It's just so hot.
Just brutal.
Yeah. And there's so many things that we can grow through the winter. So I say there's four planting seasons. One starts in August for the hardy greens. So kales and broccolis, those kinds of things, arugula. You can actually plant. I've planted them in August from seed before.
Okay.
You know, in that healthy soil.
Okay.
Okay. They'll actually grow through the heat. They'll sprout and grow through the heat so that by, you know, October 1st, you're actually harvesting food from your garden.
You know, one of the tricks one of the last years we were gardening is Jennifer actually planted lettuce like in a section of the garden, but about 3 weeks apart.
Yes. Yeah.
So we had like this rotating crop. And
yeah.
Boy, we had salads.
Oodles. Yeah.
For a long, well into the spring.
Yeah, we call that successive planting.
I like that strategy.
Yeah, and you can use that for pretty much everything in your garden, you know, especially the winter stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you plant on August 15th, the hardy greens, and then wait 3 weeks and plant them again, and then wait 3 weeks, and by, hopefully, knock on wood, by 6 weeks, by October 1st, it's cooling off. It didn't last year, but it's cooling off. And then you can start planting your lettuces and spinaches and those kinds of things.
And those would be your less hardy greens?
The less hardy greens to the heat.
Okay.
To the heat. They love the cold. They absolutely love the cold. So also in the fall, you can plant carrots, you know, basically your root crops. And snow peas, and, you know, the list goes on and on of the kinds of things that you can plant in the fall that will grow all the way through winter.
Potatoes? When are you going to plant a potato?
So potatoes are hard here.
Are they?
Yeah. It's that whole long day, short day thing that I've never quite understood.
Okay.
I have had a little bit of luck with potatoes, and I plant them in January.
Okay.
Yeah, you can plant those in January because they are... frost sensitive, you know, so if you plant them in October, November, and they come up, they can freeze back.
Okay.
The other thing you can plant that does really, really well here are sweet potatoes.
Okay.
And I suggest that people just go to your local grocery store, buy an organic sweet potato, cut it in four pieces, and stick it in the ground.
Interesting.
Yeah. And they'll grow through the summer. They thrive here in the heat. And you harvest them in the fall.
Okay.
And, you know, they're absolutely wonderful.
So you've been moving through the hardy greens in late summer, early fall, the more temperamental greens, less hardy, I guess you would call them.
Yep.
And we're moving into the spring about this time of year. Yep. What are we?
Well, so there's actually my second planting season is in January, February when it's still cold, you can replant your kales and lettuces and those kinds of things. The thing you don't want to plant in January, February are the brassicas, the broccolis, the cabbage, the cauliflower, the Brussels sprouts, because what happens often with those, kohlrabi as well, you plant them in the ground and they'll immediately go to seed. So those are no-nos for the spring. But spinach, lettuce, you know, some all of your other greens are are fine then. Now, you want to get your tomatoes in, peppers.
Starters or seeds?
Starters. Okay. Great question.
Okay.
Great question. You need to have started your seeds probably indoors in December, although you could have started them outdoors this year and we wouldn't have a problem because it didn't freeze.
Yeah, we never did see a freeze.
Yeah, exactly. So okra is another one, peppers, eggplants. I can't remember if I said that, but those kinds of things. And then once it warms up enough so it's not really cold at night, so probably about now you can plant all your watermelons and pumpkins and cucumbers and those kinds of things.
Now, the details of planting in your gardens, Greg, mm-hmm. you know, I've seen people plant in rows, and I've seen people plant the seed in the top of the row, mm-hmm. and then I've seen them plant in the bottom of the row. Where mm-hmm. do you put the seed?
I've done them all.
Yeah, okay.
I've done them all, including letting things like parsley go to seed in my garden, and then I just spread the seeds. When it goes to seed, I just spread the seeds wherever they, and then they come up wherever they come up.
Okay.
I'm doing an experiment this year. A friend of mine's a farmer in California, and he's been coaching me through using something called black plastic mulch. That's how they farm in California, and it's a black plastic that goes over a mound, and you plant on the top of the mound. So I'll, you know, over the course of the next couple months, I'll be able to tell you how that works in my garden.
And that's stopping evaporation, moisture from the soil?
It is. It's holding the weeds back.
Okay. You lay this plastic on top of your prepared garden soil.
I do.
Poke a hole in it.
And plant the tomatoes and peppers through it. Yeah. Now, I use they call it black plastic mulch. I use the white plastic mulch here.
Okay. All right. So. I can see that because a lot of times we'll throw black plastic down in the garden to sterilize the soil.
Exactly.
To cook it.
Exactly.
A very, very chemical-free way.
Exactly.
Of kind of pre-emerging your garden soil.
Right. And that's actually called solarizing.
Okay.
Solarizing your soil. If you are, it's a great way to get rid of weeds, especially nut grass and Bermuda grass. You need to till up the soil and then put the black plastic down.
Okay.
So.
And Rome's?
Yes, sir.
Ah, we got you back.
Had a little trouble here, but so we're on phone line now.
Cool. We are talking what to plant when, and we just went through pretty much the whole year on that.
And how to plant, where mm-hmm. the seeds need to go, and you know, I'm visioning your garden is probably a lot more crowded than my garden. You're not bashful about just getting a lot in a space, are you?
That is absolutely the case. And you know, I look to nature for many things that I do. And you know, who manages rows and spacing in nature?
Right.
You know.
Now, one of the things every garden seed it talks about planting and thinning, planting and thinning, planting mm-hmm. and thinning. It is very hard for me to thin. I see that sprout coming up, and I'm excited. I'm leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. So
how critical is thinning?
Well, it depends how many seeds that you plant. The cool thing about, or one cool thing you can do, is you actually take as much sand as you do seeds, and you mix it together in a bowl.
Okay.
And then sprinkle that in the rows. That'll put half as many seeds in place.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right.
Yeah. So the way that I often thin is I'll let things grow to a certain point, and then I'll harvest it and eat it.
Okay.
So it's really not thinning, it's harvesting.
Okay. Perfect. And when you do that, I mean, mm-hmm. you're like the lettuce you talk about, that you just allow it all go to seed, and the heads start coming up closer and closer and closer together with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just
pull it up. Actually, you got to be real careful about that, about pulling it up, because if you do pull it up, you have to make sure you're not pulling up another one.
The other one.
Yeah. So you can take a little pair of scissors out there and snip them off at the ground level.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And also on greens, there's a particular way to harvest them. You don't want to harvest your whole head of lettuce all at once, or your whole head of kale
yes.
all at once. This is a process they call cut and come again.
Yes.
So you take the bottom leaves off, you harvest the bottom leaves, and it keeps growing up, and you keep harvesting it. I've got kale bushes in my front yard that are 3 feet tall.
Wow.
And, you know, the stalk underneath is empty.
Okay. But it's still producing the kale that you can take in and put right on the...
Exactly.
Now, how do you like kale?
Do I like kale? I love kale.
How do you like it? How do you like it?
We usually braise it.
In the oven?
In the oven? Yeah, I guess you could broil them. What we usually do is cut it up.
Okay.
And stick it in a pan with onions and peppers and broccoli and, you know, cook it up that way. We also cut it up real thinly and put it in a salad. You know, I think they call that julienning.
Okay. Yeah, Jennifer puts it on a cookie sheet with a little olive oil and bakes it with some...
Right, kale chips.
Kale
chips, yes.
That's one of the few ways I like kale.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, it kind of feels like you're eating a soft steel wool.
There you go.
Don't you?
There you go. Yeah, I can get
it's
that.
It's a peculiar texture, I think.
It is. It is. You have to do things to it to make it magical to eat.
We're here with Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, talking about gardening. We've talked about soil prep. We've talked about positioning and placement of your garden. We've talked all the way through the planting calendar. And we're going to be talking about what's in a seed in our next segment. So if you'd like to join the conversation, you're certainly welcome to do so by giving us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.